Good morning and welcome to Daily Inspirations. This week we've been looking at the life of Cornelius. In Acts chapter 10, he was a centurion, and we've looked at different attributes in his life that the Bible writes about this man. It says the first one that we looked at, he was a devout man, and then he was also a man that feared God. And then he was a man that gave much alms. And he was also a man that prayed to God always. And he had his prayers answered. He was a man that had a good report of them around about him. And then he was also a man that fasted. And this morning, we're going to look at another one. He was a man who had ears to hear. Jesus says, if any man have ears to hear, let him hear. In Acts chapter 10, verse 21, it says, and Peter went down to the men which were sent unto him from Cornelius and said, behold, I am he whom ye seek. What is the cause wherefore ye are come? And they said, Cornelius, a centurion, a just man, and one that feareth God, and of good report, among all the nation of the Jews, was warned from God by an holy angel to send for thee into his house and to hear words of thee. And so God saw that Cornelius had ears to hear. And so he sent an angel to give him instruction. He sent an angel to tell him, go get Peter, and he will tell you what you need to hear. And then we jump down to verse 32, and Cornelius again is talking here, and he's rehearsing the story to Peter of his vision, and he says, send therefore to Joppa, and call hither Simon, whose surname is Peter. He is lodged in the house of one Simon a tanner by the seaside, who when he cometh shall speak unto thee. Immediately, therefore, I sent to thee, and thou hast well done that thou art come. Now, therefore, are we all here present before God to hear all things that are commanded thee of God. Notice what he says. He says, we are here present before God to hear all things that are commanded thee of God. You know, today many people are not willing to lay down their thoughts, their ideas, their religion to come in the presence of God to hear what God has to say. We need to lay down our agenda, our thoughts, our ideas, our religion, and come into the presence of God and have ears to hear what God has to say. Notice what Cornelius says. Now, therefore, are we all here present before God to hear all things that are commanded thee of God? And then, you know, verse 34, Peter opened his mouth and he begins to preach to him Jesus Christ. From verse 34 to verse 44, Peter is preaching to them the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. In verse 44, it says, while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. And so we see here that they had ears to hear. This morning, dear listener, do you have ears to hear? Are you willing to come into the presence of God and hear what God has to say? In Mark chapter 4, Jesus is speaking in parables here, and in verse 9, he said unto them, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. And when he was alone, they that were about him with the 12 asked of him the parable. And he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables, that seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand, lest at any time they should be converted and their sin should be forgiven them. And so we see here people who are not willing to lay down their own agenda, their own ideas, their own thoughts, and come into the presence of God and to hear what God has said, has to say, they're not going to see, they're not going to perceive, even though they're physically able to hear, they're not going to be able to hear what God has to say, nor understand what God has to say, because lest at any time they should be converted, their sins should be forgiven them. You know, we have an enemy of the soul, the devil, who goes about as a roaring lion. He goes about to steal, kill, and destroy. The Bible says he's the father of lies. And also in Corinthians, it says the God of this world hath blinded the eyes of them which believe not, lest the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine into their hearts. And so he wants to keep people blinded. He wants to keep people from coming into the presence of God and keep them from hearing. Even though they can physically hear, they're not able to hear what God has to say. So it's very important this morning that we have ears to hear. Cornelius, he had ears to hear the word of God. And we know what happened. He was converted. His sins were forgiven. My friend, that's the only way that you and I can have our sins forgiven. Only if we are willing to come into the presence of God and hear with our ears what God hath to say. May God bless you and thank you for listening. If you desire to talk with me, my phone number is 260-466-4899. Let's close in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for ears to hear. Thank you, Lord, for opening up our understanding to the Word of God. I pray, Lord, that we continually have ears to hear, that we would not harden our hearts, Lord, and Lord, be doers of the Word, because we hear from you, because we walk in your presence. Thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ that enables us to do so. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.